proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another session of Heart Sayings from the Bible. The author of Genesis penned these words about the flood sent during Noah's time. Quote, "The waters prevailed exceedingly upon the earth, and all the high hills that were under the whole heaven were covered," unquote. Commentators reading this verse have posed the question, did the flood spread over the entire planet, or did it merely cover a specific area of the world? The extent of Noah's flood might confuse people who conceive of such catastrophes in the light of their own experiences. From such a perspective, flooding from heavy rains cover only a relatively small area of land. Such floods might extend over a widespread local area, inundating it. For instance, when Hurricane Katrina made landfall, its floodwaters covered a sizable portion of southern Louisiana. However, people who lived elsewhere, such as, say, Montana, did not experience the effects of that cataclysm. Some individuals might ask why the overflowing waters associated with Noah's flood should not have fit into that same category. A number of indicators in the Genesis narrative depict Noah's flood as having been a worldwide phenomenon. The floodwaters that God sent upon the earth included more than just rainfall. Prior to Noah's day, a mist coming up from the earth watered the land. Rain had never before fallen on the earth. The seventh chapter of Genesis noted that, quote, "All the fountains of the great deep broken up, and the windows of heaven were opened," unquote. Those fountains of the great deep could refer to the water table, otherwise known as the Artesian Well, the water table that exists underneath the earth's crust. The windows of heaven might have alluded to a canopy of moisture that extended through the stratosphere and beyond it at that time. The account given in the seventh chapter of Genesis also pointed out that the floodwaters remained on the ground for 150 days. Even after a heavy downpour of rain, the water accumulated from it would evaporate within a matter of days, at most. However, in this case, with Noah's flood, they didn't do so. That fact emphasized the supernatural nature of the flood that God sent. Moreover, the account in Genesis chapter 7 described the extent of Noah's flood. The author used these words, quote, "Every living substance was destroyed which was upon the face of the ground, both man and cattle and the creeping things and the fowl of the heaven. And they were destroyed from the earth, and Noah only remained alive, and they that were with him in the ark," unquote. If Noah's flood covered only a relatively small area of land, people and animals could have escaped its effects by fleeing into higher ground. The fact that they didn't do so indicates that they were unable to do so, because the flood covered the entire inhabitable portion of the earth. The narrative found in these early chapters of Genesis, the narrative relating to the flood, portrayed an incident that had widespread effects. Many human cultures, separated by thousands of miles, many human cultures contain accounts of an extensive flood that took place in times past. Only an event that affected the entire human race could have left its mark on history. God sent the flood to wipe off the earth any trace of mankind. He sent it as a judgment to the human race as a consequence of the violence and evil that prevailed on earth during that time. It would not have sufficed to merely send a localized flood. The inundation had to be widespread, worldwide. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another session of Heart Sayings from the Bible.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.